लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. Today, I'm going a bit to Ireland, a bit to the US, and we already made plans for going to Switzerland. So we're a bit multicultural, intercultural, and I'm very happy to have him. And I say hello to Aidan Farran. Welcome to my podcast, Aidan.
Hello.
So we have to do a bucket list or a to visit list when you come over to Europe the next time.
Yeah.
You said you have already been to Europe, but not for a vertical shooting, right?
Not for verticals, no, yeah. This was more traveling around before I came back to the States after living in London. And there's just so much I wanted to see more because there's so many different countries, different cultures, languages. I mean, yeah.
But it's, also exploring vertical sets in Europe.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd love to explore vertical sets in Europe. Yeah. Just be able to be acting, doing what I love, and then being in another country and traveling around. And luckily, I have the citizenship to be able to do that. So
it would be totally easy to go tomorrow to Europe to shoot, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. If they want me.
You know, yeah. As we all learned in vertical space, everything is possible at any time, you know? So
it's true. Yeah.
We are just saying out loud what it's possible. Maybe yeah. If someone hears it and said, I need someone who could be as fast as possible over Europe. You're the man.
I'm the guy. You let me know. Okay. We'll put it out to the universe. Yeah, I like that.
Have you ever been shooting in China or stuff?
Yes, I've been to China 3 different times. Yeah.
And I started. How was that?
It was good. It had like different challenges for sure. They're used to working very long days, which made me appreciate, first of all, their work ethic, as well as just like how fast things go. And you could be on set for, you know, like 16 hours, 18 hours, and you're like, wait, what was the line? What's going on? or even depending on, you know, you filmed on a Thursday until like 12 and then your call time on Friday is like 5 a.m. or something. You know, it's depending on the production and stuff. But it was good. And it was my first time being in Asia. The culture, language, so different and interesting. It was a really cool experience.
Was there a bit time left to explore the city?
There was a few times. Most of the times when I went out there to film as the lead, I didn't have much time because I was mostly on set. But there was a few times where I was the supporting role and I had a lot more time. So like in Qian, where the terracotta soldiers are, I got to go see them. And that was pretty
mind-blowing.
Yeah, mind-blowing is just like fascinating that they did this 300 BC, you know. But also Qingdao, getting to see more of like the markets, like the city of beer, where they have all these like just, you know, rows upon rows where it's just like you can get any beer you want kind of thing. Like in the
are you the
German
beer type? Are you the beer drinker? The beer type?
I don't drink as much nowadays. I mean, kind of a mix of things like calories and just life. But in London and in Ireland, yeah, we were drinking pints. Yeah,
the Guinness type. No, I was just wondering if someone offers you a glass of wine and a glass of beer, what would you take?
Oh gosh, I feel like that would depend on the setting,
Okay.
like where we're at. But
No,
naturally, I'd
because
go for
John
the wine.
Henry Richardson, for example, told me when he was lately in Germany, since then, he doesn't like any other beer than the German beer because the German beer was so good.
German
So.
beer is really good. My friend from Stuttgart, he told me about where you take a Hefeweizen and you take a bit of Coke.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know
Also,
about this, man.
there's also variation with banana. Banana juice in it, a Hefeweizen and a banana juice.
You know what? I'd be willing to try it. I thought it was weird and I had it and I was like, this is really good. Let's do the banana juice.
Have you tried in Germany a so-called Spezi, a mixture of Coke? It's non-alcohol. It's a mixture of Coke and orange lemonade.
No.
That's so good. You can.
Huh.
Even the breweries are producing it. It's official, an official
Wow.
drink here in
But like
Germany. It's
this
called Spezi.
Spitzi. Spitzi. Wow. Yeah, I would try that. Yeah. Because I enjoy like sometimes when they have like Cokes with like a orange cream or like those flavors.
You
That
have
sounds
to
good.
try it. You can get both, I assume, a Coke and a Fanta, and then you will mix it.
Mix those.
Here,
Okay.
even the Coca-Cola company produces it here in Germany. It's called Mezzo Mix, the Spezi. Yeah, I can tell you, we are here the food and drink culture country.
No, I went to Berlin because I have a cousin in Berlin, and that was just so fun. I just rode my bike everywhere. It was
Did you eat a currywurst? A bratwurst with red sauce and curry on it. The traditional Berlin currywurst.
Oh, I don't
Aiden.
know.
Aiden.
They took me to a like a local place and they're like, this is the thing to have.
Aiden.
But the way you're describing it, I'm like, I don't know if I have
It's a
had that.
bratwurst and little pie cut it in little pieces with a red curry sauce on it and a curry pulver.
Oh, I think I
Aiden.
just had the bratwurst itself. That sounds banging. That sounds
And
great.
Berlin is the place to be for currywurst.
I have to come back. It's that's
Yeah.
the
Okay, another point on your list.
We just go back to Berlin. We come
No,
down,
you can get
go back to
currywurst
Switzerland.
everywhere. You can get also here in the
Okay.
south.
Okay,
That's
cool.
not a problem.
Nice. We
But
can just go.
currywurst is a traditional. Okay, I see. If you ever here in Europe, you have to come over to my place. Okay, this is my guest room office, whatever. And here in south of Germany, we have really delicious food, Swabian food. And that's really good. And as I told you, from here, 2 hours, and then you are in chocolate heaven.
Yep. Easy. Yeah, that sounds great. And
You have to
then
go on a
like you
big
were
diet later, but
saying. Yeah,
doesn't care.
that's a later problem. That's a future problem.
Love and live your life, you know?
Yeah. No, that's
What
also
was
true.
the Asian food about? Do you like the Asian food? They
I
are
do.
eating so fancy stuff. Don't they
Yeah.
like insects and stuff like that? No?
Depending on the region and stuff like
Okay.
that. Like when I was in Guangzhou, Guangzhou is known for having quite spicy food, which I like spice, and it definitely tested my levels. But it's interesting because it's like, China's such a big country, there's such a large population. It's similar to America in the sense that I felt like their portions were pretty big as well. Like you could get quite a lot of food, or your rice, like they'll giving you they're you got rice for days when they're giving you rice. And so I'd have to be like, okay, I can't necessarily finish all this.
But then it's rude in the Chinese culture to say no, thank you. It's kind of impolite.
That's yeah, there's a yeah, true.
You know,
There's a
I'm giving
certain
lectures in intercultural differences, and that's why I know this so exactly.
yeah. Well, and that's a thing too, is also navigating like even one of my friends is a performer at one of the studios like Universal, Disneyland. They sometimes, if your manager's asking you something, it's kind of how to kind of navigate, like if you're just asking for clarification, because if you're like saying like no, blah blah blah, like they'll be like, why are they being difficult? When it's like, it's more, I find when you're trying to collaborate and work together, that's the best thing. But obviously there's certain actors that do are difficult to work with, and you know, then it's, yeah, it makes it challenging. But yeah,
Do you know the title of your first vertical you shot in China?
the first one in China I shot was Revenge Beyond the Grave,
It
which
was
was,
on
I th
the
it went on Flex TV, and then I think it got approved on Drama Box, I want to say.
Okay.
But yeah, that was my first one.
How long took it until you get the offer for your first time to shoot in China? When was
So
it?
yeah, it was 2024. I only shot like, I think, three verticals, maybe four
Oh,
verticals.
that's good.
Yeah. And then I auditioned, or I reached out, and a director reached out to me, and she was kind of like, I know this sounds weird, but like, we're asking you to come to China. We'd love to have you. We'll have to just get your like passport and get visa
Visa.
situated. Yeah.
Oh.
And she was very kind and lovely about it. But it was one of those things where I'm like, oh, what? I have to have my visa.
China?
Well, also that too, I was like, oh, and paying for flights and stuff, like that's, you know, the as an
How long is
actor,
the flight to China from LA?
it depends. It's usually between anywhere between like 11 to 14 hours, depending on the, usually it's about 12 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. And because of their time difference, because they're ahead, you kind of, when you fly there, you like miss a whole day, and then you start on the next day. And then, but then when you come back, you kind of then have another day
Yeah,
to
when I
restart.
was working the international project, I had sometimes the really the problem, and I were really often asking, okay, which day is today and which time is it actually?
Yeah.
Because I was so weird. Okay, where are we now? Is it Tuesday? Is it even Thursday here? What is it?
Yeah.
So it
Yeah,
was a
'cause you're
bit weird.
traveling a lot for work, right? Yeah. No, that's a tough one.
For me, I'm always wondering why they are flying over people from LA to China. It's such a big distance, and I think it's not even cheap to get you over. Because you
Yeah,
get
it's probably
paid as
not
well.
true. Yes, and I think also, I think prices of tickets and stuff, well, I don't know for sure, but I remember someone telling me that they've risen quite a decent amount. But at least to have English speakers over there, there are English speakers in China, and you know, actors and stuff. But I think for them, there's certain like maybe actors they're looking for, and production-wise, I think it's a lot cheaper to film
Yeah,
in terms
makes
of like
sense.
renting cameras and different stuff. I remember one of the producers was telling me that, you know, just the cost, especially because even just the dollar to the yuan is like, I want to, like $1 is like 9 yuan or something like that.
Yeah, and
So.
I was told it's already cheaper to shoot in Europe than in the US. Because I don't know who was telling me this, but renting a mansion in LA, you know, this billionaire looking mansion,
Yeah.
can sometimes end up on $10,000 per day.
Jeez. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
You know,
Yeah.
so I'm wondering why we don't buy a mansion there and just offering it for vertical shooting so you get $10,000 a day. Hello? Could you
Yeah.
imagine how much money this is in a year?
Yeah, no, it'd
Then
be crazy.
this house is nearly paid in 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I guess some studios do, if they have enough money, they'll buy like, you know, lots of property and or certain things, and then they have it. So then they don't need to necessarily pay, or maybe they get tax incentives and all that stuff. But
What I saw in your vertical titles. You know, I'm not so good in remembering or memorizing all the titles because I watch more than 1,500 verticals, I think, round
Okay,
about
yeah.
now. Yeah, I started watching verticals in summer 2023. And mostly of the titles, and I saw this in yours, exactly is somewhere in Eris or Revenge or Reborn or CEO.
No, those all check out. But you're all correct. Yeah.
when I read your titles, I was so okay. The classic ones. Have you ever done a werewolf or a vampire one?
So technically I have. I was actually talking to the producer about a month ago, and he said it's supposed to be coming out soon, but we filmed it in like before I went to China the first time, so like summer of 2024.
And it
So
didn't come out yet?
it hasn't come out. I
It
think
hasn't come out yet?
there was some
Huh.
kind of it, I think there was some kind of I don't potentially maybe like legal thing where the
Was
story
it
had
shot in
similar.
LA?
It was shot in LA,
Okay.
it wasn't like yeah, there was werewolf element. It was like werewolf, heir to the throne,
Shifting?
CEO. It was the whole vibe. It was like we were getting them all.
Yeah, but with shifting scenes and fight scenes, sometimes you see a so-called werewolf one, and the only werewolf stuff in it is that they are talking about an alpha and an omega, and that's it. No shifting, no, let's say, fight scenes or stuff like that. It's a classic vertical trope with alphas and betas, and that's it.
They had yeah, exactly. This one was there was no shifting into a werewolf or kind of stuff. It was more like I think they said that they would do more like it was you could see it in their eyes. But again,
Then it's
I don't
not
know.
real. Sorry.
We need to see him become him.
We need the fighting scenes.
Yeah, no, I do agree, especially for like werewolves in that sense of like that's what they're gonna do.
It's the same with the Christmas verticals. The first Christmas verticals in 2024, they were super cozy and super leaned on Christmas storylines, which was from the first episode till the end. It was all about Christmas in the storyline and the Christmas touch and the Christmas mood and stuff like that. 2025, the Christmas verticals were so-called Christmas verticals, but it was a really classic vertical trope. Sorry for saying that shit. And the only Christmassy thing was that a Christmas tree was standing in the background and someone was saying Merry Christmas, and that's it. Really?
That's a tough one to be like, how Christmassy is this? Yeah, I
Even
don't know.
without a Christmas tree, it would have been a super classic normal vertical one. It was, the Christmas verticals in 2024, for example, were not so full of violence, of abusive storyline, or it was more, Aline from I Love Verticals is saying that always, the cozy one,
Like comfort watching and
Yeah,
you're
like
going
the Hallmark ones. Feeling
Which
comfortable to watch, getting a Christmas mood, nice, cozy. Yeah. But
Yeah.
2025,
They were doing the full shebang of vertical stuff. Yeah,
Why?
I don't.
2025, the quality got really less in verticals.
Okay.
They put out a bunch. I don't know how many. And I don't
Yeah.
know how many new platforms came up.
Well, and now there's a lot more platforms. There's a lot
You
more
know
stuff.
how much?
Oh, I don't
How
know.
many platforms? Will you take a
Well
guess?
over like 30 platforms, I feel like.
Already 52 on my smartphone.
52?
Dear
Man.
Aiden, there are more than 200 platforms out.
Okay, wow. All right, yeah. No, okay.
Yeah.
Damn. Need to clue in. Yeah,
Thirty
that's a
platforms would be luxury.
Yeah, I guess 30 was probably, well, I guess I'm not thinking about ones that are also like maybe in China or like other ones that are different names or not just catered to like Western audience. But no, I mean,
I have already 52, and I
man.
deleted lately a few.
Man, there's a lot. There's a lot.
Do
Which,
you watch your own verticals?
I've watched a few. I've watched a little bit of them. I have
Till
always struggled
the
to the paywall. Yeah, I'm like, I gotta do no.
paywall.
It's more like, honestly, I've always watching myself back is always. I don't necessarily like enjoy. I've learned to kind of especially with TV and film acting, to kind of what can I take from this and what can I maybe improve or do differently. But yeah, watching my own material, I was even with my mom in the last year and she's like, oh, let's watch this one. And I was like, okay. And she's like, and then she kept watching, and I was like, oh, it's okay. I think I need to do this thing. And she is like, no, but it's like I kind of want to see what happens next. I'm like, I think we both know what happens next.
Especially when you know when the intimacy came up and you said, "No,
Yeah,
mom,
yeah.
no, mom, we had no."
We're good. We can skip this one. Yeah, that one. No.
No,
Yeah.
because JCN, when I spoke with JCN, I asked her, "Is your mom watching verticals?" And she said, "Dang yes." And I said, "Okay, and what's the problem? I don't like that she sees my intimacy scenes. Hello, I don't
Yeah,
like that." Okay, bit
yeah.
weird.
Luckily, I haven't, most of them are more like implied that I've done that's nothing too
Okay.
drastic.
I'm just asking.
No, no, it's a fair question.
Maybe. Are your grandparents left? For example, Kaylin Peluso told me that her grandma is watching all of her verticals, and Kaylin Peluso gets hooked up in every vertical with quadruplets, twins, whatever. She's in every vertical pregnant. So
Yeah.
she nearly has more than 25 kids at the normal age of, I think she's 22 or stuff like that. So she
In
said,
vertical?
no, she's 22 in real life.
Oh, okay.
And her grandma is watching always, her 22-year-old granddaughter getting hooked up and pregnant and
Yeah.
getting children. And yeah,
I feel
so it's
like
a bit weird.
grandparents, it's like for some reason, maybe a bit easier to take. It's depending, but my unfortunately my grandparents have passed away, but
Okay, sorry for that.
they no it, hey but yeah, they are man, it's fun to watch them and kind of see how it ended up or certain scenes where I'm like, oh, what was chosen. But yeah, for the most part, I struggle to watch my own stuff regardless of whatever it is, really.
Yeah, I did some acting stuff here in Germany too. And one of it was a movie for the TV show, for the TV. And it was a time capsule one back to the Second World War. And yeah, another point on your to visit list. I have here a really great castle in my hometown. And we shot this movie in this castle because my hometown, other fun part to learn, my hometown was in the Second World War, the capital of France. Because
Oh.
the Vichy government from France was placed here in my hometown castle. They got this castle in the Second World War, and we shot a movie about exactly this situation. And I was asked if I want to play in this movie the wifey of the president of the government at that place. And we shot that in the castle. And every morning, when you stepped into the castle and you got to wardrobe and hair and makeup, and you came out, you were bang, looking like in the Second World War. And
Wow.
I looked so different. I got my hairs done really totally makeup, like the ladies had, the French ladies in the second. And this
Yeah.
movie was shown in TV. It was shot in French, but it was dubbed to German.
And this was Shawnee, and my parents also told everyone, yeah, you have to watch this, Michaela is in it. And it was shown, and my dad called me and said, where the heck are you in this movie? And I said, straight there. What the heck? You are this? And I said, yeah. Oh, hell, I didn't recognize you. And I said, yeah, it was a bit weird for me too to see me in that totally different type of character. So I understand when you're saying it's a bit weird to see yourself. But yeah, sometimes I think, are you not proud of your work and wanna watch it?
No, yeah, definitely. That's a good point. Yeah, no, that is a good way of looking at it. I am proud of my work, and I think I th what it stems from is I think as a child and adolescence, teenage years, kind of struggling with being anxious, overly concerned about kids, people's opinions, being very self-conscious. And I think it's a bit more of residual kind of that. But no, yeah, maybe next vertical that I did recently, maybe when that comes out, I'll watch it.
Because I
I will.
said so.
Yeah, no, I'd be curious, 'cause why not? I'll give it a shot and just watch it all over. 'Cause even the story, it kind of has like a twist at the end that, even reading the script, I was
Shit,
not
cliffhanger at
prepared.
the end.
No, it's very different. Like in a, it
Okay.
kind of, it, well, maybe they've done a similar kind of style, but I felt like it was, like not what I thought he, this, the characters were gonna do.
Have you been the
But
lead?
for this one, I was like a supporting kind of lead.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I'd be curious just to watch it. And also there's like many scenes where I'm like that my character's not in it. So I'm curious to see like what's going on in the rest of the story and kind of how that plays out. But yeah.
Okay, there is a question I'm asking every time I'm talking to an actor, not an actress, an actor. Two questions. How many proposals and how many towel drops?
Oh man, that's a good question. Proposals.
So how many wifeys do you have?
I know there's some guys that have done a ton of these. I think at least 12 proposals. Maybe 10, but I want to say
It's
12.
enough.
It's enough. It's enough. And towels? Actually, surprisingly, I definitely there's one, maybe two. There hasn't been a ton of towel dropping scenes, which is funny because I know that is like a trope and different thing.
Hey, come on. Every time you see a bathroom in a vertical, someone is dropping the towel. Holy
When's it gonna
shit.
happen?
Yes.
I was actually rewatching one because I was kind of updating like my show reel and stuff, and I, the female, the my co-star, she was taking a shower, and my character comes in thinking he's getting the towel, but it ends up being like her like lingerie or like the stuff that she like hung up, and so I'm like wiping my face with it, and then she's like, "What are you doing?" So it was like, "Oh, I'm surprised there's no towel drop in this," but it's
No
because
towel drop, no
he.
Titanic hand. I was told from Hunter Cole that the classic shower scene where they are making up in the shower, you see the so-called Titanic hand.
Oh, yeah. Well, we didn't make out in
Okay.
this scene at all. This was more like there was lighting issues in the house, and then the lights go off. She falls on me as we're in an argument, and then that's when like the chemistry
What a
continues to kind of build
coincidence.
up.
She falls on
Yeah.
you. Oh.
Yeah. And but it's
Okay.
weird because not weird, but it was funny because it's like I just got done finishing a workout and she's like clean, and then she falls on top of me, who's like sweaty and like gross. But
And
hey,
accidentally kissing? Like it's so many scenes where they are falling.
Where they're like, oh no,
Yes.
I can't control my lips.
Yes.
those are that is a common one. This one I don't. I think she got close, but there was no landing of the
What's
kiss.
wrong?
I know. What is she? Too much self-control. Like,
Oh,
but
because these are so typical scenes in verticals, you know? When you've watched a few, like I did.
You can start to kind of see what's maybe gonna happen, or
And then you can play bingo card. Okay, towel drop, check. Kissing accidentally, check. Okay.
That's
Titanic end, okay, check. Proposal, sure, check.
that's probably one of those where you could make into like a drinking game where you're like, every time this
Yeah.
thing happens, I'm sure that could get dangerous.
I'm not drinking alcohol, sorry.
Yeah, hey, you just get hydrated, you get your water. But
Yeah. Or my new type, the Celsius. No, just kidding.
Celsius. No
No, I'm
advertise, no paid advertisement.
Hello, it's my podcast. I can do whatever I want.
There you
Hello.
go. You tell them.
No, but these are the typical vertical tropes, you know?
Yeah.
But to be honest, I love seeing scenes like that more than beating up, kidnapping, raping, whatever.
Yeah, no,
Even if they are sometimes hilarious, you know, for me it's kind of weird when the person is a so-called lawyer or whatever, and then so stupid and clumsy and really.
yeah, like they wouldn't, or yeah, they would like go and like take a bat to someone, and then they're like, you're like, wait, you know that you're legally gonna be like, there's witnesses and
Yeah.
everything. Hey, we are in the world of fantasy.
Fairy tales.
Yes.
The verticals, which are so serious. Yeah.
Very sure.
No. So, when you look back to your first vertical shooting and to your last, what has changed as a vertical actor in your skills, and what has changed in your personalities to verticals?
Wow, that's a great question.
I always have great questions. Did you
Oh, you
doubt that?
do. You really do.
Just kidding.
This No, genuinely. The skills wise, I think the first vertical I ever did, I had no idea what was going on, what this was. It was shot so quick. Like we did it in 3 days.
How did you get the first vertical? Sorry for interrupt.
An audition. I was just auditioning when I first moved to LA. I auditioned. It was like one of
Okay.
the within the first couple months I was here. I just tried to memorize the whole script all at the beginning, my kind of theatrical training. I was trying to really like, but there's so many scenes, so much going on. You kind of just have to like take it as for each scene as you go along. But I think I was just trying. I was, you know, in acting class, we would always focus on like being truthful and trying to bring everything to the character, and that could mean that you look ugly or you know, it's not the most pretty. But verticals, there's a certain aesthetic that they're going for and looking for. So I think I kind of learned what they're going for in that. Whereas most recently, it's like memorizing my scripts. I get familiar with the whole script. I memorize the night before. And then it's just a matter of like going with what's my intention and my character and everything. But the second you said skills and then
Yeah,
personality wise.
personality. What did change on your personality?
Yeah, I think because I was still kind of newer to TV and film, I was still a bit like, ooh, being in this setting and it felt quite daunting being, you know, first teams on set, leads on set, okay, let's get rehearsal, like all those kinds of things. Whereas now, like all the terminology, I don't think twice about. I feel very, very comfortable being on set. I love being on set. And like anything, you know, it makes a huge difference when you have a great team. And I feel like a lot of the teams I've worked with in LA and in China, like everyone's very professional, very hardworking. You know, you have to work so quick. Everyone's really good at doing that and adapting in the moment. So just becoming a just relaxing a lot more into, you know, this is what you're doing. It's all good compared to that kind of young Aiden that was always a bit more worried about things.
Was that also good for your private character? Or did it give you more comfy and or get you more comfy and let's say, no, selfish is the wrong word, but more self-confident and more powerful in some situations?
Yeah, no, exactly. I felt definitely a lot more confident, a lot more like agency over myself, in a sense of just like, I think as a teenager, as many people experience this, which is this sense of dampening yourself because you don't want to be like too showy or you don't want to be too much. And I think as you go throughout life, you kind of learn that balance. But I think I learned that like, it's okay to just be myself. And that's, the good and bad or the silly, the goofy, there's nothing wrong with that. And so I think being on screen, being in front of a camera, that it used to feel quite daunting that it was just like that it's there and what my image is. It's like, no, this is me. Like, I can't. This is who I am. This is how I look. There's only so much that we can do. And it's also a sense of like kind of self-compassion and self-love. And I think if I started to like was, I don't know, talking about myself a ton or like caring so much about my image, then I would start to be a bit like, hey, Aiden, maybe this is a bit too much. But that just means being more honest with yourself. But yeah, it definitely has helped for sure.
Did you
For
get
sure. And
more empathy for other people because you have to maybe learned through acting to get into a character nearly, which is the same like they have?
yeah, for sure. And when you're on, it can. I remember doing a scene. It was actually, well, I won't say because I don't want to the day player that was there, but there was someone that had they had one line, and I think they're pretty new to acting, and they were really struggling with this line, and they every time they looked up at me, and I would, as I in a board meeting, and every time they looked up at me, they would just, and then they'd go back, and the director kept getting a bit annoyed, and I wanted to be like, it's okay, like I'm right here with you, just say your line. I'm just listening to what you're saying, what you're telling me, and now I'm going to say this other thing to this other person. And when you're starting out, I feel it feels so daunting. There's a lot of people that's like, it feels like they're relying on you, and they are in a way, but you just kind of have to allow yourself to just say the line and do the thing. And that's okay. But it's definitely made me appreciate that like everyone's got their own struggles, their own things that they're telling themselves or other people are telling them. So the more you can try to be just more respectful and kind, I think that's always going to benefit in the workplace, on set, as well as just the universe, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have any role models in acting?
Oh gosh. I feel like I have a ton. I feel like kind of the first kind of people that come to me are like Sterling K. Brown. He's been in a lot of stuff. Recently, he has a show called Paradise. He was in I want to it's not The Last of Us. This Is Us. He was one of the main characters. He was also in Black Panther as I think King T'Challa's brother. As well as Cillian Murphy. He is, Irish lad. I really looked up to them as actors, and also I think just their personalities, what they bring to their work and just who they are. I think they're very grounded individuals, that are really good role models to look at.
What is your goal in vertical or general in acting? I mean, vertical, you can get leads and stuff like that, but I think the goals And whole acting is more like a big movie doing or stuff like that, isn't it? In vertical acting, you cannot reach such high goals. So let's say two goals, a vertical goal and a general acting goal, maybe.
Okay, I like that. A vertical goal, because I've had the pleasure of playing the lead many times. I would love to play like a super agent or a special agent. Super, he's a super
A
agent.
detective one.
A detective? I mean, yeah, that'd be cool. But some kind of still like fighting, and there's like a sense of like kind of like a 007
Huh.
vibe in a way, like special agent. Yeah.
Huh.
Or, and maybe a firefighter. I just think that's a career I've always been interested in. I have a brother-in-law that's a firefighter, and yeah, that'd be really
There
cool.
were a few firefighter verticals.
There has been a few, yeah. I haven't seen any recently,
No,
but
me
yes,
too.
that's true.
To be honest, I thought they came up when the fires were in LA. After that, there dropped four or five firefighters.
Oh, like they stopped doing them after the fires? Is that
No,
right?
the firefighter verticals, which dropped nearly 1 or 2 months after the
Oh,
fires
interesting. I
in LA.
mean, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, like timely wise. That's yeah. But within acting, my full-on acting career, my goal would be to be able to go from like a feature film to a TV show to the stage. I would just love to be doing all different kinds of different mediums of acting. To just be able to do that full time, you know. I love being on the stage. In LA, there is theater, but it's not quite as prevalent as New York or London. So I miss it in many ways. But yeah, just to be able to do that and play different roles and different characters, and make people feel moved or inspired or cry, laugh out loud, you know. I think that's I've
Are you a
started to realize as I've
comedian
gotten older.
type?
You know what? I in a way, yes.
In a way. Okay,
Yeah, as
what
in
way?
that's a good question. Yeah, I think I really enjoy comedic work. It's just in verticals there haven't been as many like rom-coms that I've seen. There starts to be a few.
Yeah, but lately, to be honest, when I recorded with Molly Anderson, she told me she had a really great rom-com script she got with really great comedian parts in it. And when they were shooting, the client came over and said, no, we need more drama. And then they nearly had to direct down all the comedian stuff. And in the end, it turned out as a really shitty, vicious drama.
Drama, yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. No, but that's the thing because I feel like rom-coms would work really well. You can still have the silly like it factor and what's going on and like let me know what's going on, but still like comedic elements to it. But I actually do like improv class here in LA at Groundlings. So I'd love to do more comedic work, but most of the work that I've been cast in or I have done are dramatic roles. So
Yeah. Villain
I'm hoping
roles?
to more dramatic roles.
Yeah,
But
but
what?
have you been a few villain also?
I've been the villain. Yeah. I've been the villain a few couple times. And those can be fun because they're just can especially in verticals, they're just so outrageous and wild. But depends on kind of what they're doing or what their backstory is. I always love when a villain has a clear backstory.
Yeah.
But if they're just mean just 'cause, I'm like, but why are they like this?
Yeah, true. That's true. So, when you were, or other question, I decided with a few of your colleagues that I will win the lottery and I will make my own verticals, you know, what I want to see. And one of that would be a detective one in Europe, you know, like Sherlock Holmes and Miss Marple.
Yeah.
And because in my opinion, criminal case stuff, the audience would love to see. You know what they we don't need always a billionaire CEO, whatever freaking people with auction where 10 billion for an item is called and stuff like that. So
Yeah.
more criminal case where the audience can be hooked up with, oh shit, who's the murderer? Oh no, I don't know if he is the murderer or she, or maybe total different person. So what would it be for you, for example? Would it be challenging for you to play something like, let's say, psychological manipulative person, or what would challenge you in a role?
Oh, like I'm thinking of the Sherlock series with Benedict Cumberbatch. You're talking about
You
what's
know
his name?
that the, for example, the murderer isn't shooting or stabbing,
Yeah.
that he manipulates people with psychological tricks.
Psychologically. Yeah. I find
Would
that
that be a
I find that
challenging role for you?
Yeah, I mean, any role definitely has its challenges. I feel like that would be challenging but very fun.
Or you know, like the Joker from Batman, for example?
Yeah. No, I think it'd be very fun because you get to within this space of the vertical, you then get to explore this part of if you're this person, and what that means and what you care about and how you're going to get those people. Like that's a fun, crazy thing to explore. It probably would be challenging because it's different, and I don't like people getting hurt. Like I don't, I.
You are too nice for that, or what?
There's been times where casting directors like, ah, Aiden's he's just too nice of a guy, and I'm
Be a
like,
bit more
what
an asshole.
I'm like, I'll be mean, and I'm like, but no, I won't be mean because I'm not because I. That's mean.
My colleagues. I cannot be mean.
Yeah. No, no, I couldn't do that. Even there was I remember one scene where when I was playing a bad guy, Revenge of Beyond the Grave, and I had to call this girl every swear word for a woman under the sun, and I was like, oh my gosh, I had to say all this. And every time, like even the rehearsal, they're like, Aiden, and I'm like, it's the character, I'm Aiden. I don't want to say this.
You been too soft?
Have I been too soft?
Yeah.
I guess so. I'm just a big old. I feel like I'm a like my spirit animal is a bear, like a cuddly bear, you know? Like I'll attack someone if they're coming. I don't have children, but
Yeah,
but if they're coming for my people.
you know who to protect, but otherwise you were too soft.
I guess, yeah.
It's like
But I
the
don't
same with
know.
my dog. I think he would bark at the robber, but if the robber would give him a sausage, he would be the best friend.
He'd be like, ah, this guy's good.
Yeah, you
No,
know.
I feel like at least I've grown now. I can judge people's characters a
Okay.
bit better. So I'm not easily manipulated in that way. But I can be a bit gullible. That's true. I can't deny that.
With chocolate, huh?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Someone offers me any chocolate and something. I'm like, what is the something? Let's do this. Let's
Aiden,
make it happen.
you told me your wrong secrets.
Yeah. Already told you about chocolate chip cookie. We're done.
You are done. Sorry. No, just
Oh,
kidding.
gosh.
Just kidding. Just kidding. One last question before I will ask you the five question quickie.
Okay.
When you could change anything in this vertical space, what would it be? What maybe, for example, would you make feel more comfortable in the vertical space? Or what do you think what change is needed in this vertical space? Or I don't know.
Yeah. I would like to see a variety of stories, kind of like what we were talking about, like a Sherlock Holmes investigator or someone who's not
Action?
the
Do you
lots of
want to see more
mafia
action stuff when
action
you
that would be
said
super
like
cool.
James Bond?
Yeah, or even like little like rom-coms, like what we're talking about, or maybe you're following a guy that's like I'm trying to now pitch ideas, but
I will sell all
two
your ideas, you
actors.
know.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think there's so many things that you can do with verticals, which is the great thing.
I'm
But yeah.
curious about the upcoming pirate ones.
Oh, there's pirate ones.
Two.
Oh, that sounds, see,
One
that.
at the 1st of May will get released with Nick Ritacco in it on My
Okay.
Drama. You have to watch trailer, so good. They even shot one day on a ship.
Nice.
Yeah, and the
That's
other
cool.
one was shot in Canada. This will drop in April.
Man. See, no, that's great. That's what I like that. I think there should be more of that. I think it's something I've talked about with my colleagues in the vertical space, actors, even, interviews and stuff where it's, yeah, I just like to see less violence against women.
Yeah,
You
and
know, it
more
would.
powerful women in leading roles.
Yeah. Like even Revenge Beyond the Grave, that was a one that like it's her twin sister that comes back and she takes ownership and she fucking, sorry, I cursed, but she fights him back and stuff, you know? And I love to see that. I think that if there, yeah, there's a bit more of that, and there can still be like conflict. Like we can still have conflict, but
A bit
there
drama is
was.
always needed, you know?
Exactly. A little, even like people talking smack about other people behind their backs. Yeah, that happens all the
Or a
time.
bit jealousy or whatever.
Yeah, but it's just tough, especially when some of the male roles, it's like, yeah, he's very threatening to her life, but he's the good guy. And I'm
Yeah.
like, I just I don't feel comfortable doing those. It's one thing if he's the bad guy,
Yeah.
he's bad, but
But even if you see a marriage or a partnership, there mostly is one dominant part in this partnership. They are mostly not backing up each other or equal. Mostly the husband is telling exactly the woman what she has to do, what she's allowed to, what she cannot do. Or the husband is always cheating, or I don't know. There is
Yeah.
no. Nearly no vertical, you know, where they both get in a, let's say, a shit situation and they are backing up each other. Or where there, for example, there are so many stories where the woman gets sick or the man gets sick, mostly the woman, and then the husband cheated on her and is gone. They are not fighting for each other. You know, I would
Yeah.
love to see more equal partnerships or
Yeah.
more really loving partnerships and not that there's any time somewhat cheating or stuff like that.
Yeah, it's actually that kind of reminds me of the second vertical I did was I think the one you maybe have seen, which is Revenge of the Abandoned Heiress, with Gene
Yeah.
Evans.
I saw nearly every one of yours.
Okay. Well, thank you. I very much appreciate that. That one I feel like, it's like an arranged marriage that then developed into a love, but I liked at least that aspect of like there's a scene where he was
Yeah,
like,
but
oh, I
your
can't get
character
that by.
turns into a nice one in the end. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even if you, when it seemed from the beginning that you don't like each other, sorry for spoiling that, but if you don't like each other and kind of, you know, you were the type of guy a bit of hating you, but a bit of cheering for you that you could be nice in the end and not so cold as you seemed at the beginning. That's okay, that's good. But there are so many verticals where the husband is an asshole. Sorry for saying that.
Just yeah, he's just that's who he is. Yeah, no, it's a good point. I think, but that's the I think the beauty of if there are so many productions and there's so much going out, I would like to think, I hope, that they're gonna start to kind of change and there'll be different stories and
Yeah.
Yeah,
Let's
but
hope together.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah. Aiden, at the end of every episode, I'm asking a five question quickie, and everyone gets the same five question. First one, what's your favorite dish?
Dish pizza.
Okay,
That
everyone
count?
who says the pizza, I'm asking a big relevant question. Pineapples on pizza, yes or no?
It
You
wouldn't be
took
my
too
first
long to
choice.
think about.
It
Come on.
wouldn't be my first choice, but I'll eat it. I'll eat it, but I don't actively choose it. That's all I'll say. It's true. I'll you put it in
Minus
front of me,
point
I'll be like,
for that.
okay. I know people like to be like, oh no, yeah, exactly. I get it. But then
If you got a weak moment, what?
no, I just love pizza. And also I do love pineapple. And that with some ham.
But a
If there's
warm
barbecue.
pineapple, really?
I don't chew. Like I haven't had a pineapple pizza in
Pizza
probably like 4
Hawaii.
years. Yeah. It just gives you the shivers. Disgusting.
Little tip from my side, you cannot eat that in Italy. You will be
Oh yeah.
banished of this country for your whole life.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. No,
Okay.
I had Italian pizza, which
Yeah, Italian food is porn. Origin pizza and pasta,
is.
hello?
Oh, the best. It is
Can you
so good.
cook?
I can cook, yeah.
Good.
Decent, yeah. If I learn the recipe and stuff like that. But nowadays,
Or is
I
it enough to survive?
no. It's
Okay.
pretty deep. Like I'll make a chicken truffle risotto and like
Really?
pasta. Yeah, love that kind of stuff.
Can you
I don't.
make your own pasta? The pasta dough, everything with it?
I can't do that. No. I would like to learn.
I
Yeah,
can show
there's plenty
you.
of practice. There we go.
In my cookbook, there are a few recipes for self-made pasta.
Cool, man. Yeah, because you did publish that book, cookbook, man.
Yeah, and I'm already translating it to English. Or you
That's
have to
perfect.
learn German.
That or I'll just be like these pictures, pictures, pictures.
Or I can send you the German version file over and you ask ChatGPT to
Oh
translate
gosh,
it.
that could be 50-50. I don't know. It could be really good. They could do a good job or
Maybe.
like, what? Mix garlic in with this chocolate? I don't know.
It's not so. No, not in my cookbook. I do a lot of self-made created chutneys. And there, I do a bit of weird combinations where everyone is saying, "What the heck?" And then they are trying it, and it turned out really good. For example, a
It's magic.
black currant
Oh,
chili
black currant.
chutney I did.
Oh, black currant. That no, that sounds good.
And that in combination with chicken meat, holy crap.
Oh, huh. You know what? I have to give it a try. Yeah.
Or another one was
Start.
a bacon pear chutney.
Oh, like pear?
Pear? Pear,
Is it
is it sp
PEAR?
Yes.
Oh,
Pear.
yeah.
Yeah, pear.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Bacon pear.
Sorry for
Have
pronunciating one.
you ever
But
done
yeah.
a bacon date chutney? Like bacon and
Yep.
dates?
Yep. I
Yeah.
or also did a date thymian vanilla chutney
That
with
sounds.
onions and garlic in it.
Yep, that
Yeah,
sounds
and the
good.
people are always, what the heck? That cannot work out. Try it.
Yep.
Oh, that
Yeah.
smell. Oh, that's really good. That's
Yeah.
fine.
I've worked in, I do, waitering and catering. In Ireland, I worked at a 2-star Michelin restaurant, so I saw a decent amount of different, like, cuisine, especially coming from the Midwest, where it's like, we got chicken and corn, and that's about it. But it was so then that definitely exposed me to just like all different kinds of foods that you can put together or you can try or you look at it and you're like, I don't know if I should have, and then you taste it and you're like,
It's the same with strawberry and basil.
strawberries in Brazil? Like
You
they're
can
really
do
good.
it. You can do it as a salad with basil cream and olive oil. That's really
Yeah, that sounds really good. Gosh, I need to eat
Okay.
after this.
I can send you over a few recipes.
Yes,
No, I love, for me, cooking doesn't need to be super fancy. It's about the combination of tastes that makes it so special.
Sometimes the simplest stuff is
And that's
delicious.
exactly the same I'm baking my cookies. Some
Yeah.
kind of maybe sounding weird combination,
Hey.
but everyone survived eating them. So,
Good sign.
yes.
Check.
All right. Or I don't know.
Or they just didn't get back to you.
Yeah, maybe. No.
Oh,
So,
I'm
okay.
sure they're fine.
But this risotto stuff. Okay. If we ever meet, you have to cook that for me, okay?
It's good.
Truffle risotto, whatever.
Pomodoro.
I created a wild boar burger. Have you ever eaten wild
Wild
boar?
boar? I
Yes.
have not.
A
Wild
wild
boar
boar
burger.
burger with a cranberry chutney
Oh.
and caramelized onions and
Yeah, this is
the
just
recipe is in my cookbook.
this all sounds amazing. I'm just getting hungry.
I
I'm
cooked
like,
that
wow.
already in a TV show for Two Star Chef. So
Oh.
it's officially let's say officially honored from a two-star chef.
Hey,
Yeah.
that's honestly, that is a big deal. So
Ha! I can
good
tell
job.
you. The dog who recently died, I bought from the first one prize money in a cook TV show.
Oh, wow. Man.
As I said, as I told you before, a bit of silly stuff I'm doing sometimes.
Hey,
Yeah.
that's it. It's all good things, bro. That's life is short, and do things that make you happy and are
Yeah.
interesting.
So, second question. I thought you said before a few things. Do you have a comfort movie? If you are in a shitty mood or stuff like that, you turn this movie on. Maybe a great movie from the childhood or whatever.
Yeah, I feel like it's a toss up between School of Rock.
That's a good one.
It's a great one, classic. Or Blades of Glory with Will Ferrell,
I haven't
and
seen this one.
it's a
But
very it's
School
very
of Rock
different.
is so cool.
Oh, such a good
Huh?
one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great one. Right.
I downloaded the soundtrack of that.
Oh, nice. Yeah. No,
Because
it's
it's such a good mood. And when you're imagining every time, the lead actor in rocking
Jack
like
Black.
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That
He's
was so
great.
good. That was
Oh
so
no.
good.
That would definitely I would have to say probably School of Rock would be my comfort. Yeah. Blades of Glory is fun too, but very different.
Yeah, I think so. And what is your, let's say, comfort or favorite music? Are you the type of carpool karaoke?
Carpool. Have I heard of carpool?
No, if you're a type of carpool karaoke means, do you turn your music loud and sing along while you're driving in the car?
Oh, I see. I definitely, when it's sunny outside, actually, no, yeah, I will. I won't be
What?
like singing, I won't be singing like out
Or
loud, like
maybe
I'll have
under the
windows down. I'm
shower or
like full.
whatever.
Yeah, I'll be singing in the shower, or if the windows are up, I'll sing.
The
As in, I just, or if I'm in a really good mood, I guess I'll put them down. I'm like, hey, everyone, let's take a listen. It just feels a bit like settle down. We get it. But I my oh, I have I love all different kinds of music. Comfort. Oh
I don't know where
gosh.
you sing along, dance to your apartment. Oh, I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, I would say, man, it's kind of a tough one. Like a R&B kind of jazz. like Olivia Dean.
Oh.
I'm trying to think of, or like, oh my gosh, Kurongbin. Is they're actually these are very different artists now I think about it. Or gosh, what is his name? It's not coming to me. But yeah, like jazz R&B kind of artists. Lately R&B has been Leon Thomas. But yeah, that would be my comfort. But I listen to like Afrobeats, I listen to country, rock and roll. It totally depends on my mood. Like when I'm
Do
going
you
to the gym.
have playlists to get into some characters like some of your colleagues or have?
Sometimes for
Okay.
sure.
Weird.
There's certain playlists or songs that just give me a vibe or sometimes affect my physicality or
Okay.
I bring that on to my character, yeah.
Okay. Two last questions. If I were come to you and say, Aiden, I have never watched any vertical. Which one of yours should I have definitely watched?
Ooh, that is a good question. I would have to say Revenge of the Abandoned Heiress. I think it kind of gives
The classic one, Eras.
it's a it's like billionaire.
Revenge.
They're getting an arranged marriage. He's cold, she's like, who is this guy? I don't like him, but like there's a bit of chemistry, you know? Like I feel like it hits kind of
All the
the vertical
classic
tropes.
tropes. Is there a towel drop in it? And
The what?
is it a one with a towel drop?
There's no towel drop in this one, actually.
Ooh,
Yeah.
okay.
I don't think there's any shirtless scenes in this
Not
one.
even shirtless scene?
It's crazy too, because I've actually lost about like 25 pounds since kind of that time of like filming and stuff like that. So just like body fat, how it's distributed on bad your body, I look very different than when I did then.
Okay.
But yeah, it's I feel like that's a solid one that people would get a good
And full
introduction.
of classic one. Yeah. Makes sense. Makes sense. Okay, we spoke. Last question, and then we have to do a screenshot for the thumbnail. Otherwise, I forget that. Remind me, please. We spoke about genre. Is there or are there genres you are hoping for in verticals that they will drop? I'll come.
Yeah, I think kind of, well, not to hone it down, I guess more like comedic stuff. I'd love to see more comedic or like action-packed things. There's action for sure.
Yeah,
But
but not so the classic one like Mission Impossible or stuff like that.
like it'd just be so cool to even like have like kind of like a even like a Mr. and Mrs. Smith kind of situation where both the female lead and the male lead are both, badasses, and then they
There was one. No, two. Exactly, with both were agents and they
okay.
but they didn't know that they were from each other that they were agents and their target was the husband or the wife.
Basically that same premise, yeah.
Was only, I think, one or two with this storyline.
Yeah, so that's the thing, I guess. But I just think, there's so much that goes on in the world, and I think comedy, it's not the solution,
Yeah, but
but
I think our question, do you think that comedy, the script for the comedy needs to be written in the Western side? Because I cannot imagine that, a comedy vertical in China will work as well when it gets translated in the Western
potentially,
side.
yeah. I don't, and that's the, I mean, there's definitely a language barrier. So even over there, I didn't quite always understand like their comedic style. I do know
Yeah.
there's certain things where like they would say something and they didn't mean any offense. They were just being like factual about
Yeah.
like
Yeah.
certain things. But I think it would be best if it was written by a Westerner, just to understand. 'Cause even, I mean, you go to Germany has a different comedic kind of style to their approach than Americans. Americans have different comedy to British people and even British to Irish people, so Yeah, I think that would be important.
Can you ride a horse?
I
Because
can.
I want to love to see old Western one.
Oh yeah, no, a Western.
But
I
the
can't
old
believe you
ones,
didn't
you know, not
say.
the super new fancy ones with farmers or stuff like that. I would love to see the
Yeah.
old Western with saloons and lasso and duels and a sheriff and robbers and whatever.
I'm right there with no, I'd love that. Honestly, that's yeah, realistically, that even I think if I had to put it above like rom-coms and firefighter, it would be cowboy. I would love to play a cowboy Westerner guy. But like, yeah, like in the 1800s, like the old the fashion, the clothing,
Yeah,
everything,
with chaps
older
and stuff
style.
like that.
Yeah. I'd love that. One of my friends, he's from Cajun part of Louisiana. So he's kind of taught me a bit about Western and English style riding, and I've ridden a horse, and I wish I had was more accessible to ride horses around here, but alas, it's LA, so.
Yeah, but at least you can do it. That's a plus point.
Yeah. Have
When
you ridden?
Western. Yeah, until I broke my collarbone 8 times and then it was done. I didn't break my collarbone 8 times because of riding. No.
Yeah,
But
but
in total, I was, let's call it, a bit of a chaotic kid. If you
of
would
course.
ask my parents how many
Yeah.
times they had to spend with me in the hospital emergency room, more than
More than
even the
they.
doctors know me there by name. So it was a
Okay.
kind of wild. Do you see here this scar? No.
I can't
I
see
have
it,
here a
but
scar.
okay.
And yeah, it was a bit of fight with some furnitures in the house. And then I had here one, and this was nearly okay, let's say okay, and then I got this one. Yeah.
But all like childhood, like I guess it's, hey, rambunctious kid
I
that
even
wanted to.
had broken every of my fingers.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my
I
gosh.
played basketball in a league in school.
Oh.
Yeah, and I even broke every of my fingers.
So.
Yeah. You know, wildlife. No,
Hey.
but it was kind of embarrassing, but every time when we got to the hospital, it was a big hospital. The first question was, Michaela, what's today the matter? Yeah.
Yeah, gosh. Well, you're alive to tell the tale. Which
It's
is
okay. I'm fine, you know.
yeah.
So what the heck?
You did it.
Lifetime memories.
Yeah,
Especially for my
that's
parents. The first thing everyone who gets to know my parents is, oh, I can tell you when she was young, she did blah, blah, blah.
You're like, oh, great, cool.
Thank you for that. Thank you. No, thank
Quoting
you.
me.
Yeah, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Aiden, thank you so much for your time for recording this with me. It was really a pleasure. We have to take the picture after recording. We don't
Yes,
forget.
no. And thank you very much
And
for
it
having
was really a pleasure having you. And I, let's say, wish you a lot of European projects.
me. Yeah.
Maybe this year already,
Yeah.
when you come
Yeah.
over and do your little European trip and, you know, the Switzerland
Swiss
part.
chocolate. I'll ring you up. Yeah.
You have to
Be
give
like,
me a
oh, I
call
just
and I.
need an extra day of shooting
Oh,
for
I need. Oh, shit.
character
Why?
development.
Why do you need? I have a
I know a guy.
important
I have important things to do in this. In Switzerland?
research.
Yes,
European
exactly.
research.
Yeah.
Let's call it that way.
Hey,
Thank you
maybe.
very much, Aiden. I'm sure we stay in contact.
Yes. Yes, we will. Thank you
Bye.
so much. I appreciate it.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.